Blog Talk Radio. was nobody before him or since him, and there was nobody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Moray Naftali, here with you once again, bringing you nothing but the truth. Here at 1907 Front Street, the House of Israel in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shalom. It's a great pleasure. It's a privilege. It's a true honor to be able to stand here once again, indulging in this great sacrifice of righteousness, one of the sacrifices of righteousness, which is the knowledge of Elohim. I praise Yahweh for this opportunity. I praise Yahweh for this blessing. And I praise Yahweh for all those who are indulging with me this night in this great sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. So praise Yahweh Shalom. And we won't waste any time. We're going to get right into the subject for tonight, which will be finishing off what we dealt with last night, which is the years of Yahweh. What is a year according to scriptures? If you had no other book, you had no other opinions, you had nothing else to lean on but the word of the Almighty, how would you define your words? How would you define a year? And this is how truly Yahweh wants us to indulge in his book. This is how Yahweh wants us to study his book. This is why the Almighty told us that the doctrine that he's given us, it should be learned and taught line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And so you have to immerse yourself with scriptural evidence to prove the truth, to prove the meaning, the sense, and the understanding of Yahweh's word. So praise y'all. We're going to go ahead and dive right into it. And I want to let you all know that if you were listening to the program last night, there's two things you should have got out of that program. One is that a year in the scriptures, in Yah's book, is a revolution of time. The scriptures won't use this word revolution. It will use the word circuit, which means the same thing, a circle. So according to the scriptures, a year is a time, it's time that goes in a circle. It's a circle of time. And if you've been paying attention to the teachings about the months, if you've been paying attention to the teaching about how many months in a year and how many days in a month, we see in the scriptures that there's 360 days. Which makes sense, because if a year, which we see through scriptures, a year is a circle. That means that 360 days, each day must be for degree. A year establishes the truth that we already been learning, that a circle has 360 degrees in it. It's the only way that you can prove that to be the truth. And that's why I took you to the book of Isaiah 38, verse 7, when you will read about Hezekiah and the sundial that he used, and Yahweh showed him a sign through this circular round instrument, this instrument of time that our people use to measure their days. He used it, and this time instrument was measured in degrees. And why? Because it's a circular instrument. And so this word degrees is not something foreign to us. It's in the scriptures. So that's what we should have got out the program last night, that a year is literally a circle of time. And anything attached to a circle, well, let me say it like this. anytime you deal with a circle, no matter what kind of circle you're dealing with, a circle is always 360 degrees. And one brother told me, one of my fellow Morays, he told me that 360 is not in the scriptures at all. He said that it's not 360 in the scriptures at all. And so you won't see the word 360 itself in the scriptures. But all you have to do is see the sun. The sun itself is a circle. So you're looking at 360. The moon itself is a circle. That's 360. The year is 12 months and 30 days in each month. That's 360. Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 22, he sitteth upon the circle of the earth. That's 360. So 360 is actually all over the book. You just have to have the eyes to see it. The other thing that you should have got out of last night's program is that to the law and testimony, if they speak according to these, it's because there's no light in them. And all over the scriptures, as I showed last night, I used Job as a witness, because that's what a testimony means. It's a witness. I used Job as a witness, David as a witness. We used Moses, Noah. These are testimonies of the Almighty. And this is how you prove the truth. And tonight, we're going to dive right in to further prove to you the work of the Almighty, because that's what this is all about. This is all about Yah's work. The years, the months, the time that we live in, the earth that we live in, the heavens, the lights in the heavens, the children of Israel. This is all about the work of Yah. And this is why the great sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim is so very important. Because once you begin to know and increase yourself in the knowledge of Elohim, you will understand how it all works. I want to show you in the book of Deuteronomy, starting tonight's program. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7 reads, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel." This is very profound. He set the bounds, the limitations, the landmarks. He set their bounds as a people, as a nation. He set it according to a particular measure. And how do we know he set it to a particular measure? If you read in the fourth verse of the same chapter, it says, "He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment." And this judgment means balance, it means measure. Yahweh does everything in a balance, everything with a measure. Because this is the only way that you can assure and guarantee and establish perfection. You have to measure it, balance it. and the judgment that Yahweh has set, the balance that Yahweh has set for the bounds of all the nations and all the people is according to the number 12. That's their bounds. Look what it says in Genesis, the 17th chapter. So you can understand this. Genesis, the 17th chapter, the 20th verse reads, just to get a better understanding, let's start at verse 18. And Abraham said unto Elohim, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And Elohim said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for everlasting covenant, with his seed and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I've heard thee. I heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. And why 12 princes? Yahweh had let you know that the bounds of all people and their inheritance has already been measured. It's already been set with its limitations. And that limit and that boundary and the confinement of the world in which everyone will live in is judged and measured and balanced at 12. Look what it says in Genesis, the 42nd chapter. Because some people say, man, why you keep saying this 12 and 12 after the number of the children of Israel? Some people think that's a different number. Genesis 42, verse 13 reads, And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And this is how these brothers communicated as they went about. In the same chapter, look at the 32nd verse. The 31st verse says, and we said unto him, we are true men. We are no spies. We be 12 brethren. That's who we be. We 12 brothers, sons of our father, and one is not. And the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. These brothers always identify with this number 12. We be 12 brothers. That's us. Look what it says in Genesis 49. And I'm showing you this because Yahweh, we have to understand that Yahweh has set bounds, limitations, judgments in the earth. In these judgments, you don't realize how far they stretch out, how much that these judgments are literally in everything that's going on. And this judgment set according to the number of the children of Israel. Genesis 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Not 13 tribes, not 14 tribes. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. 12 brothers. And then we now have 12 tribes. Look what it says in Exodus 34. Exodus 24, starting at verse 3, it reads, Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahweh and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which Yahweh have said will we do. And Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh and rose up early in the morning and built an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Why would he do this? Because Yahweh is instilling a spirit within his servants that, listen, Yahweh said he loved his people. His people, we don't understand what this people means to the Almighty. We don't understand what this people mean to Yah. Who these people really are to Yahweh. But Moses understood it. And that's why when he built the altar, he made it a point to build 12 pillars after the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's go to Leviticus. The 24th chapter. Verse 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually, without the veil of the testimony, and the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from even unto the morning. Which means what? This would burn, this oil would burn all night. It was from evening unto morning before Yahweh continually. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlesticks before Yahweh continually. And pay attention. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. 2 10 meals shall be in one cake. And it, in this scripture, it won't even tell you according to the children of Israel. But why is Yahweh commanding that this should be before Yahweh continually? To take fine flour and bake 12 cakes. Why? Well, the same reason Moses built the pillars for the altar. It's the same reason. Look what it says in the book of Numbers. And I'm just going to deal with a few more scriptures on this particular point, and you're going to get the purpose in it. Numbers, the 7th chapter, the 84th verse reads, this was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel. 12 chargers of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold. Each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels. Which means what? Yeah, 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Like I told you last night. 12 bowls, 12 spoons. Why 12? And then you keep reading, it says, the golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, after the shekel of the sanctuary, All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels, 120, which is 12 times 10. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks. The rams is 12. The lambs of the first year, 12. And with their meat offering. And the kids of the goats for the sin offering, 12. Why 12? Yahweh is trying to let you know that this 12 is something more than what you think. This 12 represents the number of the children of Israel. He set it for the bounds of all the nations. But he even went deeper. Yahweh set this as a judgment, not only in the midst of the nations, but it's also a judgment in the midst of his own people. You think it was by coincidence that Jacob had 12 sons? Or is that something Yahweh already preordained, pre-measured it out? If you know anything about Yah, all his ways are judgment. He already knew all 12 sons before they were even out the womb. He already knew their names. He already knew their number. And I'm going to prove it to you tonight that he already knew that number. Because he established number in the very first day. He established that number in the very first night. And I'm going to prove it to you. He established this number in the very heavens. Even when he made the lights in the heavens, he established this number. Because it's all about Yah and his people. You're going to see this. Look what it says. In the book of Numbers, the 31st chapter. Yahweh's letting you know when you came to his holy place, you seen 12 all over the place. Even the bread. Numbers 31, starting at verse 3, it reads, Moses spake unto the people, saying, arm some of yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge Yahweh of Midian. Of every tribe, 1,000. Throughout all the tribes of Israel shall ye send to war. See, once we become the true nation that we're supposed to be with Yah, everything we do is going to be in judgment. There's nothing going to be random about us as a people. Yahweh wants us to live in the confines of perfection. When you wake up in perfection. You go to sleep in perfection. You gather yourself in perfection. Because everything you do is based in judgment. And even when you go to war, like our people did, it was measured. It wasn't just, hey, let's just grab some strong men and random, we don't know how many. No. It says, arm some of yourselves unto the war. Let them go against the Midians and avenge Yahweh of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000 throughout all the tribes of Israel shall you send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel, out of all the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, which end up being 12,000 armed for war. We represented this number even when we went to war. And Moses sent them to war, 8,000 of every tribe. Now look, let's read further. Look what it says in the book of Joshua. And then we're going to get to some other very, very deep scriptures. It's going to shine a light and turn a light on for you. As I was trying to let you know last night, these laws and testimonies will turn the light on. It's going to bring you into the light and out of the dark. But when you're not speaking according to these laws and testimonies, you're keeping yourself in the dark. Joshua, the fourth chapter, verse 1. And it came to pass when all the people were clean, passed over Jordan, that Yahweh spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. I want you to take 12 stones out of the Jordan where the priest was standing. And ye shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. And so then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of Yahweh your Elohim into the midst of Jordan, and take you of every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Why? Yahweh wants this number to be instilled in your mind, like it was with Moses. He didn't even have to be told to make 12 pillars. It was instilled in his heart, his mind, the judgment of Yah. The judgment that Yahweh has even set, even when he said, let there be light, and created the day and night. He wants this number to be engraved in your mind. And so he told him, take 12 stones. And I don't want any amount of men taking these stones. I want 12 men to go get 12 stones, and it's according to the tribes of the children of Israel. And the sixth verse says that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of Yah. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as Yahweh spoke unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up the 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. Yahweh said these 12 stones, because the reason why this whole event went down is because the mighty things I was doing on behalf of the 12 tribes, my 12 sons. Let me show you further. Go with me to 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. And it says, was when King Solomon was building Yah's house. You just got to see this. It says, in the 19th verse, the throne has six steps, and the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stays and on each side of the place of the seat, and two lions stood beside the stays. And so you got the six, and then you got two on each, so that equals what, 12. Then the 20th verse says, and 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other upon the six steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And we don't even have to ask ourselves, why was it 12 lions? If you ain't got the point by now, look what it says in the same chapter, the 26th verse. Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots. He had 1,400 chariots. That's how many he had, right? But then you watch further. And 12,000 horsemen. So although he had 1,400 chariots, he still made it a point that I had to have 12,000 horsemen, because he knew judgment. He knew how to order his house. Whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots and with the king at Jerusalem. See, this spirit is instilled in the servants of the Almighty all throughout the book. It's no mystery. And this is why when you get to this, since we in 1 Kings, let's go to the 18th chapter. The 26th verse. Yes, this is a real good one. This is Prophet Elijah, right? And look what happens with Prophet Elijah. And look at his spirit. It says, verse 26, and they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of this deity from morning even until noon. So they started at the beginning of the day. We know the story. Let's keep reading. Watch this. Saying, oh, deity, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah, the prophet, he mocked them and said, cry loud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was passed. The middle of the day is passed now. And they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. And now you can see a day. It started at morning. It got to noon. Then it's midday. Now it's passing midday. See the testimonies in the scriptures that's telling us the truth. And now it's becoming to the time of the evening sacrifice that there was neither voice nor any to answer nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of Yah that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Yaakov, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yah, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels of water and pour it on a burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he did it again, and then he called upon Yah. We know this, how the story goes. But you see what his spirit, what Yahweh instilled in him. Don't forget this number. Don't forget this number. And so now it makes sense to me why you see in 1 Kings, the 4th chapter, look what it says. This is the spirit of the Almighty. This is the wisdom of the Almighty. Yahweh said he founded the earth upon wisdom and established the heavens by understanding. And when he set the bounds of the people, it wasn't just by any old thing. It was by wisdom. And when we began to learn wisdom, it was by judgment. And when you begin to learn judgment, you will begin to learn a language that involves numbers, that involves order. Because how can you weigh anything? How can you order anything without a number? That's why I said the according to the number. Because this number is giving you a measure. It's giving you an order. It's giving you a balance. 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. What do it say in verse 7? And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household, each man his month in a year, made provisions. 12 officers, and each man for his month. Why? Because there's only 12 months. And how long did King Solomon rule? Well, the scriptures will let you know he ruled for 40 years. 40 years, all he had was 12 officers over each month of the year. And why 12 officers? Matter of fact, why 12 months? If you haven't got it by now, that this is the judgment that Yahweh has set, that all nations have to live in the confines of. This is their boundary. You can't, even if you wanted to, go past this bound. You can't. It's established. Look what it says in verse 26 of this same chapter. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and he had 12,000 horsemen. Because he kept everything in the confines of judgment. And those officers provided victuals for King Solomon. And what do it say in verse 44 of the same chapter? There is 44. But you get the point. You see what I'm trying to show you. Now, if you're starting to, if understanding is starting to resonate with you, look what it says in the book of Exodus. And I'm only just, I actually just took out 12 scriptures to engrave this number 12 in your mind. And this will be the 12th one in Exodus, the 28th chapter. Since I'm showing you the spirit in which Yahweh has shown his judgment, why should I even do anything different? In Exodus, the 28th chapter, it says in the 15th verse, thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod, thou shalt make it of gold, of blue, purple, scarlet, fine twin linen, and thou shalt make it. And keep in mind that this is called the breastplate of judgment. And why is it called this? When you begin to understand judgment, then you will understand why it's called the breastplate of judgment. Let's read down a little further. Four square four square, it shall be, being double, a span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set it in settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be sardius, topaz, carbuncle. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be emerald, sapphire, diamond. The third row, ligure, agate, and amethyst. The fourth row, beryl, onyx, jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosures. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Everyone with his name shall be according to the 12 tribes of Israel. The whole purpose of this breastplate is to display judgment. It's the breastplate of judgment. And the judgment is 12. 12 stones, 12 names for 12 tribes. Are you getting it? Are you seeing it? So that was 12 scriptures. And I hope you wrote all those down. And then you can go in this book, because we will have to be here all night and all the next night to show you all the orders and how 12 was just intertwined and sown throughout so many things. But let me show you this. In a book of Jeremiah 31. Because now we're about to show you that 12 has been a judgment from the beginning. When Yahweh even made the day and the night, this number was in mind. Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, reads. And the 35th verse. Thus says Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. So Yahweh essentially has attached the two ordinances of day and night with the children, the seed of Israel. He attached them. So therefore, if the day will cease from its ordinance, if the night will cease from its ordinance, then it automatically ceases the children of Israel, because they're attached now. Yahweh has attached them. And you don't realize this. You might have never realized this. Maybe you have. But Yahweh attached them ever since he made it. This ain't something that came years later. Yahweh ordered everything in the beginning. From the beginning, he ordered everything. 6 days he did it, and the seventh day he rested. You don't think that Yahweh didn't know that the Sabbath would be signed between him and his people? The very, very first Sabbath day? You think that came later? Newly thought up? No, Yahweh had already preordained that the Sabbath day will be a sign between him and his people. And what is the Sabbath? Another day that's attached to his people. But Yahweh said, man, I attached the day and the night. It ain't just waiting all the way to the Sabbath day. We know the Sabbath is attached to the people. But no, the very first day, the very first night, the second day, the second night, all the days. If these days and nights cease, then my people cease. Now let me show you this. A day and a night. There's no controversy, especially those that know about a calendar day, which would include a night, right? Because to get back to the beginning of your day, you have to go through a night. How many hours do you have, people? You have 24 hours. And what's 24? It's just two 12s. And what is two 12s? Anytime you hear the word 12, you know what that number is talking about. It's talking about the children of Israel. And the bounds of day and night was set according to the number of the children of Israel. It was set 24 hours right then and there. And every day, we live in that 24-hour time zone. No matter how long the day get, no matter how long the night get, or short the day or night get, they both together will not step out of the bounds of 24. And you break that down by two, because you got two entities, day and night. You break it down by two, you got 12. Two 12s. Yahweh attached the day and night to the children of Israel, and he attached them by judgment. And what's the judgment? 12. And look also further in this next verse. Thus says Yahweh. We're in the 37th verse. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yah. So hear it again. Yahweh has attached the nails. What did he attach? The heavens. What did he attach? The earth. And Yahweh said, if you can measure these, then I will do away with the children of Israel. And yes, the same way he did with day and night, same way he did with the heavens and the earth. Why do you think that the heavens, see, they're attached by judgment. Yahweh measured it. Yahweh didn't just, no, he attached them with his wisdom. Remember Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, all the ways of Yah are judgment. So when he did this, this was judgment. And when you look at the heavens, I showed you last night that the heavens, you will read in Job, the 22nd chapter, verse 14, that Yahweh walketh in the circuit. And this word circuit just means circle. He walketh in the circuit of heaven. And when you see a circle, people, a circle is a judgment of Yah. And this judgment is nothing but 12 sets of 30. I mean, 30 sets of 12. That's what a circle is. When you look at a circle, you're looking at 12. It's 30 sets of 12. And when you get 30 sets of 12, you get 360. And 360, by the way, is in an order of three. It's in an order of three. The heavens represent Yah's people. The day to night, because they live in the confines of this judgment. The earth, Yahweh said he sitteth upon a circle of the earth. And if you know the scriptures, the circle of the earth is the heavens. It is the heavens. So this is all the judgment of the Almighty. So yes, I know you didn't know that it was that deep. That man, when you look at that sun,
That sun represents the judgment of Yah. And that judgment is based in 12. That's why you see a 360-degree circle. And that 360, you won't break that down no other way than the way that we see the spirit of Yah. Don't forget that number 12. That sun is just 30 sets of 12. That moon is just 30 sets of 12. This heaven is just 30 sets of 12. And every other circle that you see is 30 sets of 12. Because 12 is the bounds on which Yahweh said all people, all nations will live. Why do you think America, when you look at America today, their system is based in what they call a dozenal system? So which means what? A dozen of eggs is 12. A loaf of bread, 24 slices, that's 2 times 12. Their whole system is based in 12. And why? Because Yahweh ruleth in the kingdom of man. Why? 12 is the bounds that he done set. And Yahweh wants you to know, 12 is my people. I want you to see this. 12 is my firstborn son. 12 is my world without end. 12, that's my garden. That's my daughter. That's my house. That's my weapon of war. That's the apple of my eye. That's my wife. That 12, that's everything to me. Look what it says also in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. I used to ask myself, man, does Yahweh have his hand inside this NBA? Why do you think they got 12 minutes in each quarter? Even the NBA can't escape. You go into the NFL, they can't escape. Because it's a game of inches. And they go by yards. And a foot is 12 inches and a yard is just 3 feet. You can't escape the judgment. That's why I say it's judgment. They measure how many quarters they're going to play in the NBA. They measure it. And what judgment do they use? 12. They measure it in the NFL. What judgment do they use? 12. You go into grocery stores, they measure it. What judgment do they use? 12. You go to school, first grade, all the way to what grade? 12th grade, because it's measured out. That's the judgment. This is the judgment of Yah. And what we done forgot, and what we done been lost from, is Yah's judgment. And this is why we start saying funny numbers. But listen, Jeremiah 33, verse 20. We can't skip 19. It says in the 19th verse, the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah saying, thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, well, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant. And he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. And with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. And moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying, Considerest thou not what this people has spoken, saying, two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off, thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more nation before them? Well, thus says Yah, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and the earth, then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. As long as you see that day, as long as you see that night, as long as you see the ordinances of heaven that represent the number of the children of Israel, as long as you see them still working, well, you know Yahweh is going to deliver his people. He's going to have mercy on us. He's attached these everlasting witnesses of time to his people. These everlasting witnesses of his judgment to his people. And so it's no mystery to me that it's only 12 months. It only can be 12 months. Because Yahweh has set the judgment, the bounds, according to the number of other children of Israel. So dare I say, these are judgments. And Yahweh wants us to know this number. I also want to show you this about the judgments of the Almighty. And let's read this while we're in Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. And I know I told you all that I would get into showing you how the year works as a day, which does, and we can get more into that tomorrow on the Shabbat. But we want to show you more about the years that I don't see a lot of people teaching about. A lot of people not teaching about Yahweh's judgments. And according to the scriptures, maybe I will show you at least one scripture, just to prove that the years do work like the days. But I must show you this. Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, the 7th verse reads, yeah. The stork in heaven knows her appointed times. The turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. We just don't know it. How do ye say we are wise? How you say that? And you don't even know the judgment of the Almighty. And the law of Yah is with us. How you say the law of Yahweh is with you? Lo, certainly in vain may he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The scribes that Yahweh said a book of remembrance was written. He commanded his servants to write this book, to write down the truth. And here it is, we got it. But it's in vain. Because we will go by things that ain't even in it. We will exercise ourselves in visions and all kind of things that Yahweh said, where do you get the spirit from? Where you get the spirit to do what you're doing? Who inspired that, what you're doing? And then what you believe, where you get that from? We must return to the judgments. We must not continue to allow this book to sit here in vain. But let me show you this about judgment. In the book of Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter. This is something that's going to open up your mind to judgment, as I already been really showing you. But I want you to see this verse. The 11th verse of Jeremiah 30. Yahweh says, for I am with thee, says Yah, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered thee, yet I will not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure. This word translates to the same word as judgment. He said, I'm going to correct you, but in measure. I'm going to measure it out, because everything Yahweh does is through measure. He don't, just like us, we get to correcting our children, they just don't have no judgment. Get to welling, you don't even know how many times you just hit him upside his head. Go on in there and sit down until I feel like it. You can't go nowhere until I feel like it. You don't have no measure. You done forgot they sitting there. See, Yahweh does everything in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. So I just wanted to show you that this, Yahweh measures everything. That's how his judgment works. And when you're dealing with measure, the years are judgments. They're measures. The months are judgments. Measures. And one important thing you want to know about Yah's judgments and measures and balances, you will find it two places in the law, which is recorded in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the 35th verse. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, meet yard, weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, just ephah, a just hand shall ye have. I am Yahweh your Elohim. In other words, Yahweh like, look, if you selling pounds of seeds, you got pounds of flour and pounds of meal. So Yahweh said, look, you must have just weights. Your pound should be a pound. And you can break a pound down by grams. But if you say, well, my pound in seeds is going to be different than my pound in flour. It's going to weigh different because this flour, so I got a different kind of pound over here. And now you got shorter pounds here. And then you got another pound that weighs something different over here. No, a pound is a pound. I don't care if it's a pound of water, even though with water you weigh by volume. But you say, hey, you can weigh about pounds. A pound is a pound. If you call it a pound, it should be X amount of grams. 448 grams your pound should be. 112 per quarter pound. And if you're dealing with seeds, flour, well, I don't care what you're dealing with. A pound is a pound. And Yahweh said he won't just measure. He don't want you in the market swindling people. Old lady come through and now you done made her pound weigh 440 grams. Then a rich man pound, he get the whole 448 because you know he's looking. He's weighing. And so you got these unjust measures. A pound is a pound. You call it a pound, and then your mind, okay, I already know what a pound is. It's 448 grams. So if I get home and it don't weigh a pound, it's like, man, this man shorted me. And that's unjust to the Almighty. Look what the Almighty says in Deuteronomy. And that's with any measure. We do not like false measures, unjust measures. And the reason why is because Yahweh is a perfectionist. All his ways are perfect. And if you have a just weight, that means it's perfect. You got a pound, it's perfectly a pound. And that's how you do just, righteous, perfect business. Deuteronomy 5, look what it says in the 15th verse. And what's my point in this? You start reading these names that are given for a specific measure. When you see in the scriptures, you see the word weak, No matter where you go in the scriptures and see the word week, whether it's talking about days or years, it's always seven. It would never contradict that. That's the judgment of Yah. A week is seven. If you see the word score in the scriptures, it's always 20. If you see the word month in the scriptures, it's always 30. Because otherwise, you're dealing with unjust balances. How can a month that's a measure of time have different measurements? Look what it says in the 15th verse of Deuteronomy 25. Matter of fact, let's read verse 13 first. Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Don't have that in your bag. Here it is, you're going to the markets and you're selling your pounds, but some of your pounds is 448, some of them 447, some of them 446, because you what? You're trying to get over. And Yahweh at the end of the day said, man, he despised it. He says, thou shalt not have in thy house diverse measures, a great and a small, but thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shall thou have, that thy days may be length. Lifting in the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee, because of perfection. And Yahweh ultimately want us to be perfect. He want us to be, he told us in Deuteronomy 18. Before, he said, I want you, you must be perfect with me. He told Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. And you can't be perfect unless you use judgment with everything you do. You acknowledge Yah in everything you do, and if you're trying to please Yah in everything you do, you will always keep yourself in the confines of just weights. Man, I don't even want a grain of salt to be off. If it's going to throw off my weight, because Yahweh, he delights in just weights. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 11th chapter. And since all it is what I'm trying to show you, people, these are measures. You can measure water. You can measure, like Yahweh did. I'm going to show you it too. Yahweh measure everything, because Yahweh, all his ways are judgment. So that lets you know he measured everything. He measured the sun when he made it. He measured the moon when he made it. He measured the earth when he made it. He tell you the scriptures that he measured. And I'm going to show you that. But Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and this is how you know it was perfect, because he measured it out. And here it is. You look at that circle. That's the work of Yah. That's his judgment. It's not a circle by coincidence, or he just likes circle. No, that's the wisdom of Yah, this circle. It's a purpose. It's a wisdom. It's a judgment that it has the actual shape. And it represents the work of Yah, his perfection. And you can't get perfection without the number 12. Because you can't get a circle without the number 12. It's all throughout the earth. Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 1 says, a false balance is an abomination to Yah, but a just weight is his delight. And if you have any wisdom, you should be choosing the things that Yahweh delight in. And how can you have a just weight, a just balance, when one of your years is 12 and another one of your years is 13? One of your years got 354 days, and then another one of your years got 380-some days. Yahweh said, number the child from a month old. Some of the children month is 29, and some of the children month is 30. How can we keep up with that? How can we measure that? A whole day off? That's a false balance. That's like a man say, man, I'm going to hire you for a month, and I'm going to let you get in here and get this money for a whole month. And I'm like, praise the mighty Yah. And then I'm going to let you get in here for a month, too. But then my month end up being 29. And I'm short a whole day. Do you know how much I can make and how much I can get done in a whole day? And I'm short. I thought you said I can get a month, too. Well, this month was just 29. And now you can see these are false balances. That's why you won't read no 29-day month in these scriptures. You won't read a month is a month. A year is a year. A week is a week. A ephod is an ephod. A omer is a omer. It has specific judgments set to it. A score is a score. These are specific judgments. A day is a day, a night is a night. A false balance is an abomination to Yah. And then Proverbs 20, verse 23. Diverse weights are an abomination unto Yah. A false balance is not good. It's not good at all. And when you study this word good according to Yah and according to these scriptures, good means to be complete. And 354 is not a complete circle. It's not good. False balances. Let your year be the same kind of year all the way across the board. That way we can measure. We can bank on it. We know what we're getting up front. I don't have to wait to see, man, what kind of year am I about to get now? What kind of money am I about to get now? If you don't give me a month, then I always know what that is. If you're going to give me a year, I know what that's going to be because it don't change. It's a set, fixed measure of time. And this is why when Yahweh went to Abraham and said, look, I want you to go give me a calf of 3 years old. He knew what that was. He knew what that was. But turn with me to Isaiah, the 41st chapter. And then I will make sure, because we don't have too much longer, I'm going to show you this. And then I will show you one scripture at least on how the days work, like the years, so you can get understanding of your years. The foundation of your years is that it's 12 months and it's 30 days in each month, which means there's 360 days in a year. But Yahweh has shown us many things about his years, his judgment. The very first year, when did it start? That's very important. You need to know the starting point, because once you know the starting point, now you can measure yourself. But I want to show you Isaiah 40. Starting at the 10th verse, behold, Yahweh Elohim will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. And yes, the children of Israel, is not only his firstborn son, his daughter, his house and everlasting habitation, the apple of his eye, his battle axe and weapons of war, his garden, his wife. Israel is also his flock. Everything that a man wants in life, Israel is even the jewels of Yah. Israel is everything to Yah. But it says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured, we're talking about Yah, he who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hands, and meted out, which means measure out heaven with the span, which is the measuring tool, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. He weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Yahweh letting you know all his ways are judgment. Everything he has created and done has been in judgment because he has measured everything. And the water that's upon this earth, the earth itself and the water, Yahweh has confined it, judged it, made it, and set its bounds in a circle. And this circle has everything to do with 12. Everything to do with 12. And I want to show you this before I got to show you this. In Isaiah 49, Yahweh measured everything with his hands. And one thing you want to see about his hands that's very, very special, it says, 14th verse, but Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and my master has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her own? Yeah, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have given thee, the 16th verse. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. And what are your walls? These are your bounds. And what are the bounds? What are the judgments? If Yahweh has any thing on his hand, what do you think he has in his hand? What's your best guess? If you just had to guess. And he said, I've graven thee upon the palm of my hands, the number 12. Because that number is the judgment. That number is the number to the children of Israel. His firstborn son, that he said, let my son go. That's my firstborn son. The one that's going to get a double portion from me. You think Yahweh don't keep his own laws? The firstborn get a double portion. And what do you think it will represent? It represents a double. Look it up. It means a double. Broke up into two seasons. What does it mean? Double. They're going to get a double portion from me. Because that's my firstborn son. Let him go so he can serve me. And that's also who we are to Yah. Not only his firstborn son and all these things, we also his servant. So when Yahweh got us, he got everything. He got a firstborn son, a daughter, a wife, a garden, a flock, a house, a servant, jewels. He got everything when he got us. In our proper place, in our proper judgment, he got it all. He said, I've engraved thee upon the palm of my hand. Your walls is continually before me. And your children shall make haste, and thy destroyers that made thee, they shall go forth from thee. And the last scripture I will read is just to show you in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Because we're going to show you the years. And we're going to show you the first, the starting point of your years. And the starting point of your years is connected to all the lights in the heaven, including the light of the day. And the light of the day is going to give you a certain judgment. It's going to let you know the first light, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, or the what? The seventh. Because you got 7 days, which you mean you got 7 lights. And they have a number. You need to know which light you in. Because that judgment, that particular light, will declare something to you. And that's what we're going to show you. The year started on the fourth day, the fourth light. And that's important to know. Exodus 23, verse 10 reads, 6 years thou shalt sow your land, and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of the people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner, thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. And then it goes on in the 12th verse. 6 days thou shalt do your work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. So you can see how the years work like days. 6 years, you're supposed to work the land. The seventh, you got to let it rest. 6 days, you're supposed to work. And the seventh day, you're supposed to rest. But we can get it. We're going to get into further showing you the wisdom and the understanding, the in-depth knowledge of Elohim. With that being said, I want to praise Yahweh for this opportunity to stand before you indulging in this great sacrifice, one of the great sacrifices of righteousness, which is the knowledge of Elohim. Yahweh is holy. Yahweh is righteous. Let his words and his name continually be magnified. Shalom, shalom.
Tribe Entertainment.
You're our king, Yehuda Dean, fourth tribe, E&T.